Now you can learn how to make more money, pay less in taxes, and protect your family and assets. This is the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I got to tell you a secret. I got goosebumps right now because it's that time of year. You know that time of year when it's fall, we've got baseball going off, and it's the start of football season. You see, when I was a little kid, my mom, my family, we watched three channels, okay? We didn't have all the choices you have today, but one of them was certainly football. And that is why I hope you're excited about the upcoming football season, because my producer, Mike, he is a football freak. Now, having said that, I've got to turn my attention to a sport, to a hobby that I love, and explain why I'm doing so. You guys know that I'm an avid surfer, which means I love to swim, I love to be in the water, I love fish, and I love to scuba dive. And I have been so blessed to scuba dive all over the country, including the Great Barrier Reef, Fiji, and Maui a ton of times. The reason why I am bringing this up today is because I want to send my heartfelt condolences to the families, to the loved ones who perished in that horrific scuba diving accident. You see, we think of accidents and tragedies and death as happening to someone else. That is why it gives me so much pleasure to have on our show every week senior citizen lawyer Dustin McFarland. Hello, Dustin, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Ronnie. Thanks for having me here.
Dustin, it's an awful topic. It's something we never talk about, death, especially tragedies. Can you talk about this topic, why it matters to you, your clients, and what you do as a senior citizen lawyer throughout the country?
Yeah, you know, a lot of us, we don't really like to talk about death. It's just something that's going to happen to other people. We understand it's going to happen to old people. And when it happens to young or, you know, before people's time, it just really hits us all pretty hard. And then when we see these kind of these crises, these catastrophes that affect, you know, tens or you know, 15, 20 people at a time, it's really sad. And we kind of take note and take this personal inventory thinking, what if that happened to us? And yet it should, what it really should do is motivate us to be prepared, because that could happen. And we see it all that every year in the news, we see a mudslide or a fire, or we see, you know, a building collapse or a horrible car accident or a huge pileup or something where, you know, 10 or 20 people pass away. And it is really sad. But if that was your family and everyone in your family passed away, what would happen? And how would your loved ones take care of your affairs? It has to be dealt with.
And I think what you and I are talking about is, what will it take for you? Who are you? Are you a mom? Are you a dad? Are you an auntie? Do you have kids? Do you have money? Do you have assets? Do you want to protect it? Do you want to protect your loved ones? Because we don't want to wait for a tragedy. Dustin, why do so many people wait for tragedies and then it's too late?
I think that's just what motivates us. We don't like to talk about it. We don't want to prepare for the worst, because if we prepare it, you know, we're accepting our mortality. I think I might have mentioned this before. When my wife and I would go out on a date, when our little ones were just tiny, she would put post-it notes all over the house preparing for the worst. And then she would spend an hour telling the babysitter where all of the phone numbers were and who to call if there was a problem. And it was kind of funny, but, you know, if you were a parent and you walked out of the house never coming back, where are your post-it notes and what do they say? If you're unprepared, or if you're not sure if you're prepared for catastrophe, for death, or for loss, give me a call for a free consultation and let's go over your situation and make sure you're prepared, that your post-it notes are ready. My number is 916-432-2494. Again, 916-432-2494.
I have the privilege of interviewing senior citizen lawyer Dustin McFarland. I urge you, check out his website. It's so beautiful at seniorcitizenlawyer.com. Dustin, we're talking about a topic that no one ever wants to discuss. You and I do, and that is death. I also want to talk about being prepared while we're here on earth, because you meet with so many clients, you help so many people, and they're not prepared with their lives as we know it.
Getting prepared, that's one of the most common questions people ask, and that's really the driving thing. Is I want to get prepared just in case anything happens, and that's the euphemism for if I pass away unexpectedly. So people want to be prepared, and that should be the driving force. It's not about you. That's what we have to remember. Ronnie, if you did a will, it's not about you and your will. It's about making sure that your family knows how to take care of your affairs if you were to pass away.
And I'm not like your wife. I don't have post-it notes everywhere, but I guarantee my family will agree that I'm neurotic. I give them an hour lecture on how to feed my dog. So,
but that's just it. Who's going to take care of your dog if you don't come home today? And that's what we have to prepare for. And it might be children. It might be pets. It might be a business that you're running. It might be a spouse. It might be anyone. So if you have somebody in your life that you're worried about, that you want to make sure they are taken care of if you don't come home today.
And what is the document called that you prepared? Because there's such confusion when you think of, well, I have a will, Dustin. Maybe I even have a trust. What do you do? What are the documents needed to secure your present life and future?
Or just kind of the general run-of-the-mill family who owns a house is probably a trust. But I'll tell you, not all trusts are created equal. The big difference is who's doing it and what they're going to do to actually make sure that that trust protects your assets. See, most trusts are just a stack of paper sitting in a binder or an envelope on a shelf or lost. You know, you don't even know where they are. And what we make sure of is not only your trust is fully implemented, but we're constantly trying to update those on a regular basis because you have to be prepared. And as life changes, you want to update things. If you're not even sure if you need a will or a trust, let's talk about your specific situation to see what is right for you. Come in for that free consultation, 916-432-2494. Again, call my office at 916-432-2494 to schedule that consultation.
I have senior citizen lawyer Dustin McFarlane in studio, and we're talking about you, your family, and making sure that you don't need post-it notes because you have the right estate plan and trust through Dustin. I want to touch on a subject that bothers me. It makes me sick to my stomach, and that is elder abuse. You love your grandfather. I love my mother. And yet seniors are being abused constantly. How do you help, Dustin? How do you help families deal with all types of senior citizen abuse?
You know, I think this is an epidemic because I think that family members, especially if not caregivers, they're desperate. So they see these seniors who are living longer, who don't spend any of this money, and they've amassed wealth. They have savings accounts, they have investment accounts, they have equity in their homes, they might even own multiple homes. And so they start to just have this feeling of entitlement, like you're not going to use it, so I'm going to inherit it anyway, so why not take it now? And by the way, my brother, he got a nice shiny red wagon for Christmas when he was 5, and I didn't get something so cool, so I should get more now because he got that when he was 5. And that's kind of how it goes. Siblings have this rivalry about they're keeping track of who gets what and how much. So we've got solutions for you. Whether you're looking to protect a senior, whether you're trying to put up post-it notes for your little children, whether you're trying to make sure that if you pass away or something happens, that your family will know what to do, we have solutions to meet all of these circumstances. So if you'd like to sit down for a free consultation and go over your specific family and your goals, give me a call at 916-432-2494. Again, 916-432-2494.
And again, that is Dustin McFarlane. He is our senior citizen lawyer, and you can find him for a free consultation at seniorcitizenlawyer.com. All right, I'm going to change gears after the break, and we are going to bring on Miles, and you know him. He's out of Las Vegas, and he is our sports dude, and we get to talk about the football season and who he thinks is going to win it all. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Showing you how to become more secure in your retirement, the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show continues.
If you die without a trust, the government can take control of your assets. Hi, I'm senior citizen lawyer Dustin McFarlane. Call me today for a free consultation so I can help protect your assets and loved ones. 916-432-2494 or go to seniorcitizenlawyer.com.
Hi, I'm Robert Forsyth, owner of OIC Tax Services. I think we all know how much we love our homes. And if you owe the Internal Revenue Service, here's some bad news. The IRS now is looking at your primary residence to collect on you. Here's the good news. OIC Tax Services is here to help you save your property and give you that peace of mind. Call me at 1-800-695-3010. That's 1-800-695-3010. Or go to my website at oictaxservices.com.
IRS tax problems?
Call 800-410-4513. And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Now, for those of you who really know me, you know that I am a business-minded woman 99.9% of the time, which means when I am watching sports and I'm enjoying the NFL football season, you know what I'm thinking about as a business-minded woman? How much money can I win if I gamble on this football game? You see, if you did a little bit of research, Fox Sports is the first network who has aligned their brand with a gambling company. Now, what does that tell you? Because what it tells me is that gambling is a big business. If Fox is going to get involved, all you got to do is go online and look at all of the gambling companies and gambling sites. Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do for you in this segment. I am bringing on our sports and betting guru out of Las Vegas, and that is Miles with Break Room Bets. And Miles and I are going to talk a little bit about gambling. I'm hoping to get at some of his picks because the guy is amazing, so that you win money if you like to gamble and bet on sports. Now, I know usually during my radio show at this time, I dive into a business topic and issue because I want you to make more money by calling me at 800-750-7270. But today, we're talking sports, which is why I've got Miles from Break Room Bets. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Ronnie.
And again, Miles, the reason why I have you on this show every month so the entire world can hear is because you're good. You are amazing with your betting, with your picks. Can you just take a moment and talk about Break Room Bets? What is it? What do you do? How do you help bettors like me?
Break Room Bets is providing you with how to bet on sports and what picks to make so you can win more money and have more fun watching the game on Sunday with your friends. It also will make you the smartest guy in your break room because the channel's inspired by my favorite part of the workday, talking sports around the water cooler.
That's what I love about you, Miles, because you talk about sports nonstop. So I can't imagine what it's like for your wife. Let's go to where the hype is this season. Again, we're talking about the NFL. It's the best week of the season because it's the kickoff of football. But the Cleveland Browns are like the sexy girl in Malibu. What is going on with Cleveland? Do you think they have a chance? Do you think it's worth putting money on them? What's your angle on betting on the Cleveland Browns?
Don't believe the hype. This is the second most bet on team to win the Super Bowl, and the hype has just snowballed out of control. Let's pump the brakes and remind everyone this team has not finished better than third in their division in over 10 seasons. They have a rookie head coach, a second-year quarterback, and you can say whatever you want about OBJ. If he's so great, why did it go so bad in New York? Don't believe the hype. I actually bet the Browns to miss the playoffs this season.
And Miles, I've got to tell you something. Everyone is high on that dude, Baker Mayfield. Do you think he is going to have the type of season that Patrick Mahomes had last year? What are your thoughts on who you're high on, the quarterback? Because let's face it, that affects a lot of bets that are being placed on the NFL.
Well, I think Baker has a great future. This year is going to be the humble pie year, or typically that sophomore slump. Eventually, this team is going to get there, just not this season. The team that I'm really high on that's flying under the radar, it's the Atlanta Falcons. They play 13 of their 16 games indoors this season, and Matt Ryan is unbelievable indoors. Also, you have to remember, this team almost won the Super Bowl just a couple of years ago and then made a terrible hire at the offensive coordinator position. Their team fell back. Last year, everyone got injured on that team. They're actually my favorite value bet when it comes to betting futures to win the Super Bowl.
And the thing about you, Miles, is that you're aware of the present as well as the future. And that's why I have this segment. I want you, our audience, if you love football, you love gambling, you're a business owner, you take risks. I want you to check out Break Room Bets. Again, this is Miles, and he is our sports dude. Let's go to the Super Bowl, right? We talk about the Super Bowl, and I'm so bored. I don't want to see Tom Brady, although he's super handsome, and I get that. Please tell me that you've got a pick for our audience that you think is sexy and there's some play involved. Again, NFL Super Bowl picks. What are your thoughts?
The two teams that we put the most amount of money on were the Chargers and the Eagles. And the AFC, I love the Chargers because they might start the season off slow, but if their defense can get healthy by the end of the year, they're one of a few teams that was top 10 in points scored and points allowed. One of those other teams last year was the Patriots, who won the whole thing. And on the NFC side, the Eagles won the Super Bowl with their backup quarterback. Then last year, they won a playoff game with their backup quarterback. That is unheard of. If Carson Wentz can stay healthy at the end of the season, I believe the Philadelphia Eagles will be going into the playoffs as the favorite to win the whole thing. We got them earlier in the summer at plus 1,800, but there's still good value at what they're going at today. If you like betting on futures and want to throw some money on some teams to win the Super Bowl, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and check out our video laying out all of our preseason picks on Super Bowl winners.
And what I promise all of you listening today is that every month I'm going to have Miles at Break Room Bets on. We're going to talk about betting, gambling, sports, because I want you to win more money. And I'm going on the record right now, Miles. I am putting it on the table. I am choosing, and I know this is going to shock you, the Dallas Cowboys from the NFC, and they're going to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. And I hate to say it, but I think the Cowboys are going to win it all. So again, I'm so grateful for my time with Miles. Bottom line is I've got to take a break. And on the other side, we've got the tax man, and you and I know why we love talking taxes, because you save money. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Focusing on the secrets of making more money. There's more coming up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Are you sick and tired of wasting money on online business advertising that doesn't work?
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and I've generated thousands of leads and highly recommend RPM National because they guarantee new leads for your business.
Let RPM National generate more leads for you. 916-676-3916, 916-676-3916. That's 916-676-3916. RPM National. We generate leads.
When you die, if you don't have a trust, your home and assets may face government control, and you don't want that. Hi, I'm senior citizen lawyer Dustin McFarland. Call me today for a free consultation, 916-432-2494, or go to seniorcitizenlawyer.com.
'Cause I'm the tax man. And I am the tax lady. Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show, where we get to talk about taxes because Bob, our tax man, and myself, we love taxes. Good morning, Bob, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ronnie.
Bob, you and I saw what happened this past week. We had that hurricane that pummeled the Bahamas, what it did to the East Coast. It's awful. And yet, how many individuals, how many taxpayers, how many business owners lost all their records, lost all their documents? Now what are they going to do when the IRS comes knocking on their door?
Yes, Ronnie, it's something I wanted to remind our listeners about in the security of saving these documents. You know, I have a lot of people that are old school. They keep all their old tax returns. They're all stacked up somewhere in a file cabinet. Plus, we're talking about, you know, your Social Security cards, your birth certificates, important tax documents. You have to start thinking about this because we are in California. And, of course, we are subject to natural disasters also. fires, floods, earthquakes, and everything. So I looked at the East Coast and I'm thinking about all these people, and especially the people over in the Bahamas. Hey, how are they handling and keeping all of their tax documents, and have they lost them all? Because not everybody is up to date and be able to store this on your computer.
Bob, their computer might even be lost, right? You and I are talking about documents that the IRS requires, especially when you owe them money. So how will the IRS, the Franchise Tax Board, our government help these awful victims? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, Ronnie, I know the IRS will probably push out the extensions for everybody that filed an extension on the East Coast. Those will definitely be pushed out because, quite frankly, they probably can't find their documents. Here at OIC Tax Services, I want you to know that all of our tax preparation and all of our resolution clients, of course, we store everything encrypted. We always have a copy for you. And this comes into a very important subject. Hey, you may call me 2-3 years later and say, hey, Bob, I need a copy of my 2015 tax return. I can't find it anywhere. I've got it. And I can send it over to you. As I said, we have safeguards in place. Everything is encrypted. So this is very important when you think about safeguarding your personal information. Of course, with the IRS, they'll never lose it. Listen, folks, you're out there. You're probably thinking, hey, I saw what happened on the East Coast this week. Call OIC Tax Services. We can obviously help you in storing all of your tax information as a client at my office. Please call me at 916-331-2011. That number again is 916-331-2011. And of course, go to my website at oictaxservices.com.
Again, I've got Bob, and he is our tax man. He's been on the show for almost 3 years. Bob, let's turn our attention to those who owe. You and I know 15 million, 20 million people owe the IRS. Let's end this segment with some good news. How can you help? What type of programs are available? Because there is light at the end of this tunnel.
Well, yes, Ronnie, and of course, it does kind of circle back around to what we were just talking about. You know, you got to keep your documents. You might have your expenses. You could be a small business owner. And what I'm seeing out there is a lot of small business owners having their tax issues get away from them due to not doing their estimated taxes, and this gets away from this. So when you're talking about having an IRS tax issue, and you need to resolve it, there's several different ways we can do this. We can look at a formal payment plan. We can look at a step-up payment plan. We can look at a PPIA, which is a partial payment plan. And of course, the sexiest of all is the offer and compromise program, followed by the currently non-collectible program. So if you're out there and you're steaming and you don't know what to do with these taxes and they just keep piling up on you every year, call me at the office, 916-331-2011. Or go to my website at oictaxservices.com.
As I told you, I love the NFL, and I hope that all of you have a wonderful football season. Bottom line is, I thank you for your support. I thank you for liking us at Ronnie Deutsch Radio, and I thank you for visiting our amazing experts at RonnieDeutschRadio.com. The bottom line is, I hope that this football season is as good for you as it is as good for my producer, Mike, and myself. Have a wonderful week, everybody. I look forward to seeing you next week on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I gotta get ready, make everything right, 'cause all my rowdy friends are coming over tonight.